Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. So what are we expecting from this track tomorrow at Randwick?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a genuine winter wet track, guys. I think we're around that heavy nine range, aren't we? Whether we get an upgrade this morning or not. I know there was a bit of chatter about that last night, maybe to a heavy eight, but look, we're probably going to start on around a heavy eight there and see how it pans out from there. But yeah, genuine winter track, no doubt about it. I just see the update this morning, still on a heavy nine, and I think, and yeah, just a little bit of rain overnight maybe. So, yep, winter's track, but looking forward to it. Looks a decent betting card there with the 10 races, and there's a couple of shorties throughout the day that look hard enough to beat.
Tell me a little bit about this horse called Surf Dancer making its Aussie debut tomorrow, mate.
Yeah, not often, Loz, you see a horse, an import, start $5, well, or be a $5 chance on a Friday anyway, for a Sydney debut on a Saturday at Randwick. But that's the case here with Surf Dancer in race number eight, guys. He's an English import, and he gelded. He's had a couple of trials for the Waterhouse and Bot Yard. He's first up since August last year, and coming off a stake win at York going back to July last year, he won that by three lengths in really good fashion. So, look, he's looked good at the trials, no doubt about that. He's been gelded and the Norton bit off, so a couple of gear changes there, the key one being, of course, being gelded. So, yeah, it'd be fascinating to see what the market does with him tomorrow. He's been about $13 into $5 already. I've got him in the top four in that race. I'm not sure what the market will do with him late, but fascinated to see what this import does first up there at Randwick tomorrow.
What's the latest on Michael Rodd?
Yeah, Roddy, he's been out of the saddle, guys, for a couple of months. He basically missed the entire Queensland Winter Carnival up there. And I just thought we'd touch on this. He had a chronic ear infection that led to some other complications with balance and nausea and headaches and a few other things there that was supposed to be due to basically years of wasting and not being able to deal with that as well because of that wasting for being a jockey for so long. So he's supposed to have a couple of weeks out. He's now had a couple of months, but he's due to return to track work next week. He's starting to get the tick off to return there and should be back in the saddle soon. So good luck to Michael Rodd and anyone out there wondering where he's been. That's what's been happening there. So fingers crossed to be back soon.
What's your best for tomorrow, mate?
Yeah, there's a couple there, guys, that I do like. Race one, number six, Honey Creeper for the Godolphin Yard. Around that $2.50 mark. Look, both tips I'm going to give there tomorrow, I actually think we'll get better prices on race day. I think they'll drift a touch, and Honey Creeper is the first of those. Took on the older horses last time out and was really good and really strong through the line at 1,300. Steps up to 1,400. That's going to suit where a lot of its rivals or its main rival, War Eternal, has to go 1,100 up to 1,400. I just don't think that setup's as good as what Honey Creeper has there tomorrow. And I think it sets up well for her on the wet track. And race four, number eight, I agree with Cookie Le Chevalier. I think it's very hard to beat there. Finds James McDonald. And if you watch the last couple of replays, they should have beaten Zing easily two starts back and meet that horse 3 kilos better off at the weight this time for doing so. And then last time out, just got way too far back from the wide barrier. But draws the low gate here, should box seat just behind the speed. And providing even luck, it's going to be very hard to beat there. Race four, number eight, Le Chevalier. I'll be having small guys in that race on number three, Badouche, as well at double figures. I think he's the danger. He wasn't far off Le Chevalier the other day and fourth up last preparation. He did win at 1,800 at Rose Hill. So I think he's profiling really well too, and I want to make him a small winner in the race. But race one, number six, and race four, number eight, they're the two for me tomorrow at Randwick.
Is there anything else a little bit wide at Randwick tomorrow, Davo, that you think is a chance at a decent price?
Yeah, I think race 10, number 11, Irish Angel, around that $8.50 mark. It's an open race to finish the day, but her two runs back have been outstanding this preparation. She won first up at Canterbury and then was really good when chasing Magic Ruler home into second at Rose Hill last time out. Nice little fresh and 1,000 metres. She should be strong at the business in there at around the $8.50 mark.
Gee, I'm suspicious. So Loz has Irish Angel to place in his multi. He asks you for something wide, and you've given a horse in his multi. You two have been talking before this segment, haven't you?
Haven't spoken
not
to Dover.
No.
Oh, well, okay. So Loz has got Irish Angel to place into Oscar Zulu to win.
At 15 bucks, Dover.
There you go. Not a bad one. Zulu's flying. So, yeah, good luck with that, Loz. I'm sure it'll go close.
It's 13 bucks now. Heavily back this morning, Loz.
Oh.
13 bucks the multi. Good on you, Dover. Have a good weekend, mate.
Thanks, guys. All the best.